RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Don't you guys do a turn the page segment?
On Wednesday. It's time to turn the page.
Turn the page Wednesday.
I don't know when I turn the page.
And then you got to turn the page real quick.
Which haven't been able to, like, turn the page.
That's what you have to do. You got to turn the page.
I think now we all can move on.
Looking ahead to this week's opponent.
We're going to take the North and never give it back.
Because we need to know when to turn the page.
There I go.
Ordinarily on Wednesday, we turn the page, but with it being a holiday week and people basking in the glory of the Bears beating the Packers, we let it ride a little bit until today. By the way, this is the Spiegel and Holmes show. Zach is in for Spiegs, and we are turning the page from the Packers game. Yes, we have to turn the page from the Packers game. Until, of course, the two teams meet up again, possibly in the playoffs, in a couple of weeks, which is not that crazy considering the way that things have broken down. But before we get to that, there are two games left to play, and this game against the 49ers is significant. The Bears and the 49ers are playing. If the Bears were to win out, they'd have a 60% chance of being the number one seed in the NFC. All the 49ers have to do is win their last two games, and they will be the number one seed in the NFC. So this game is for real stakes. So let's hear from some of the participants. Coach Shanahan has some thoughts on your quarterback, and we think that you're going to like them.
When you turn on the tape this year, does he look the same, better, more developed?
I think anytime you give a quarterback a top run game, they all look better. So I think that helps him huge. Caleb, Caleb is one of the best throwers, most athletic quarterbacks I've ever seen in terms of his height, weight, and speed. He makes some big-time throws, extremely scary on the perimeter, can hold on to the ball for a while, not in a bad way, but by creating stuff, which makes coverages have to hold up forever. And when you have a talented guy like that who's got the speed and the size, usually they get a run game, get some bootlegs and play actions off of it. You limit how many times you got to drop back, and it makes sense why he's playing at such high level.
As good as Ben Johnson is, you can make a case, the voice you just heard from Kyle Shanahan, that he is the top offensive mind in the National Football League today. And he's not blowing smoke. You can tell that he's being genuine when it comes to the respect he has for Caleb Williams. I don't like using the word generational, but I'll tell you this. We've seen Caleb Williams make some elite-level throws. Elite-level throws. Especially just in that game last week alone. I'm not just talking about the game ender to DJ Moore.
The one that Jahdae Walker was also an elite throw.
Well, it was the understanding. Here comes the blitz. You've got to put the ball in a perfect spot. He did. And again, talk about luck. This is where luck happens. You can't quantify it. But the Packers bungled that in their secondary, which left Walker wide open to make the play. But also the throw to DJ Moore before the touchdown pass to Walker. Those are big things. And again, the Caleb does certain things that you can't, he doesn't turn the ball over.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
He just doesn't turn it over, which is remarkable because you're always, if you have a quarterback who does nothing more than not turn the ball over, with the rate the Bears take the ball away on defense, you're going to have an opportunity.
It's why you can forgive the lower percentage, because there's also a lower percentage of that ball going to the other team.
Well, so I will say this. The lower percentage is something that scares me a little bit. Because
I get that.
You know, can you do that against playoff-level teams in the actual playoffs? You know, that's where it changes a little bit. But we're not there yet.
You're right about that. Shanahan was not the only person to praise Caleb Williams. Robert Saleh, who's one of the better defensive minds in the NFL, had this to say about the connection between Caleb and Ben.
He's on the opposite end of the quarterback spectrum from Phillip, a guy who wants to get outside of the pocket and hold the ball. What kind of challenges does he present?
A lot of them. His arm talent is elite. I mean, the guy can rip the ball. He can make every throw. It feels like when he starts scrambling, he gets more accurate. I mean, he is really, really dangerous when he leaves the pocket and he's on the run. They're really tight into their scramble rules. Hard to bring down in the pocket. Does a great job escaping the pocket, and he's got great speed to scramble. Their boot system is one of the better ones in football. They're doing a really good job with him. I think he's improved tremendously from a year ago. When you just look at the tape from a year ago, I mean, he's greatly improved. So credit to Ben and his staff and the way they've approached it this year.
Yeah, man. How good of a play caller is he?
He's up there with all the best of them. You know, you got Kyle, Sean, and Matt LaFleur, and all the guys that come from this tree. And then Ben, he's pretty freaking good.
Yeah, he is pretty freaking good. I think we've all realized that in Chicago. And that's a great way. That should be on the business card of Ben Johnson. Pretty freaking good, right, as an offensive play caller. To me, it comes down to the running game, because San Francisco's got a high-powered offense. They are missing a whole bunch of key players on the defensive side of the ball. So the game plan, obviously, should be to milk the clock and make sure that you prevent that high-powered 49ers offense from taking the field. How do you do that? And this has been the magic of the Bears' season offensively since they figured things out after game two. They can run the ball when you know they're trying to run it, and they can run it explosively. And that's the secret sauce to the Bears, because they got a terrific offensive line outside of the different left tackles that they've had to play this season, although Trapillo's done a really nice job lately. They've been healthy. They've been on the field together. And they create these holes, and both Swift and Menungai take advantage. Caleb takes advantage. And I think if you can continue to run at a high level, because the running game is elite, that gives you the advantage that you need on the road in Santa Clara against San Francisco come Sunday night, because that defense isn't very good. It's a real credit to the 49ers that they've been able to rack up a five-game winning streak with the depleted defense, but they're taking on a really good team, a really good offensive team this week, and a coach that understands where all your weaknesses are and can take advantage of that.
San Francisco has won 5 in a row. They are 8-2 in the NFC. So they have a real shot here to be the number one seed. Let's flip it over. What does Ben think about Shanahan and the Niners?
And the Niners last night obviously looked pretty impressive, especially on offense. So what jumped out to you watching the game?
Well, yeah, I mean, they're playing high-level football. And, you know, last few weeks, you know, it's what, five-game winning streak, and I think they're averaging over 30 points a game during that span. You know, 48 last night. They haven't punted the ball in a bit. And so, you know, I think Shanahan is one of the best, if not the best in the business in terms of doing this, calling plays at a high level for as long as he has. You know, he's probably the first to truly marry that run game and the pass game as well. As you see some of these other teams doing it now, he was kind of the front runner on all that stuff. And so you always like to turn on that San Francisco tape each week, whether you're playing them or not, just to look at some of the stuff that they're doing. And it's changed a little bit. You know, it used to be where they were always the number one team in the NFL in terms of rushing. And it's not to say that they don't still have that ability. They do, but it's kind of morphed a little bit, and they might be a more dangerous passing team right now. And so that's kind of the interesting thing to when you watch their tape. You know, Purdy's playing at a high level. Kittle's a problem for us. McCaffrey is a major problem. You know, it's just kind of unorthodox a little bit that you got the tight end and the running back as the guys that concern you the most, you know. And yet, you know, Purdy does a great job finding the receivers as well. So we got a tall task ahead of us. I know our guys are looking forward to the challenge. You know, a lot of stuff going on this week with distractions potentially and things of that nature. But I think it'll be a good thing for us to go on the road and just really be able to focus in on this game.
I don't think it's ever a good thing to go on the road in January or late December when Soldier Field is your home and you can bring teams here and have them deal with the conditions.
Is why you would love to be the number one seed.
Yeah, well, we'll get to that. Listen, that's why this game is so big. And the 49ers play both the Bears and the Seahawks to close out the season, two of the top two teams, at least as we sit here today, in the NFC. So they've got a really difficult road ahead, but it's there for them.
It's there for them, and if they earn it, they will have earned it.
100%. But if the Bears earn it, they earn it, right? Like, come on.
It's a beautiful thing, and I'm glad that we're talking about it with this level of, like, ferocity, because, look, the Packers game, we know what it did to people emotionally. Now let's start thinking, like, clinically and logically, like, this is a big game coming up on Sunday.
They are inside Halas Hall. You heard the vocal leader of the team, Kevin Byard, immediately start talking about the Super Bowl this week. It's the first time they mentioned it publicly. I'm sure they've talked about it privately, but they're talking about it publicly, which means they're thinking the way we are. In what gives you the best chance to get to the Super Bowl if you're the Bears? Well, to me, you may disagree with this, but I feel like the best way to get there is get a bye week, heal up, then play two games at Soldier Field where you bring perhaps a dome team in the Rams into the conditions. And listen, bear weather doesn't make the Bears better. What it does do is it might equal the playing field a little bit from this standpoint. If you're a team that's used to perfect conditions or warm weather conditions, right, where you don't have to worry about whipping the ball in the wind or kicking or holding on to the ball a little bit tighter, that changes
fielding a punt.
Right. Now imagine, and it may not work out this way. It may be like today where it just happens to be
The weather's fine. Normal, it's 50 degrees in December.
But it also might be the way it was against Cleveland. And I'll take my chances with the Bears. Again, the best team is going to win. Right? It's the playoffs. But I'll take my chances that the Bears have a better shot at beating the Rams in conditions like we saw against Cleveland earlier this season than, say, going out there and playing in perfect conditions in a dome, right?
100%. So that's the 49ers, and that's what they look like, and that's what's at stake for the Bears. why don't we also take a look at the North, the NFC North, which the Bears have a chance to win this weekend. They can win the North and never give it back. Hopefully, that's what ends up happening.
They've done that 2 weeks in a row now.
Yeah, yes. How about
it's the first time since Ryan Poles became general manager and made that big statement that the Bears are going to take the North and never give it back, that they've spent consecutive weeks in first place.
Well, now they've got it. They've got the North, and they don't want to give it back. The Lions helped them in that regard.
Oh, yeah.
And so did the Vikings. The Lions played the Vikings, and it was a disaster for Detroit, and it was great for the Vikings. The Vikings win 23-10. Here's what Dan Campbell had to say about looking at the big picture for his franchise after the loss of Minnesota.
It was six turnovers today, but the truth is you guys haven't played that well for a few weeks now, and you know. Is there something larger picture you need to look at? I know the season isn't over, but the playoffs are over. Is there something you bigger picture you need to start looking at?
Yeah, I'm going to be looking at a lot, you know. I'm going to be looking at a lot of things because I do not like being home for the playoffs, and I know our guys don't either. So, you know, and there again, whenever you lose, man, it takes a village, man. Everybody's involved, including myself, you know. So I'm always going to look at myself first, you know. I'm always going to wish I would have given golf more, given those players more. You know, like on a day like today, you come out, you lose, win, doesn't matter, man. If, you know, you feel like you need to improve or can't improve, you want to, so.
It's impossible not to respect Dan Campbell.
Agreed.
You could hear he's steaming. Literally steaming, right? I mean, he's steaming. I mean, this was a team that was this is a team that had championship aspirations and goals this year. They're not even in the dance. They just were eliminated. And yet, even though he's angry, and you can tell he's angry, still a pro. Still as open, authentic, and genuine as he is after wins. There are very few coaches in the National Football League like him.
Let's talk about the other team in the NFC North, the Packers, who are going to be without Jordan Love tomorrow. That is came down over the last few minutes that he is not going to play. So it'll be Malik Willis who is going to take the snaps as the Packers take on the Ravens. And the Ravens are a bit of a train wreck these days too. There's a lot of stories about Lamar Jackson and whether or not he's doing all the things that you need a championship quarterback to do, whether the system works, whether John Harbaugh should still be the head coach. Here's what Jeff Hafley had to say about how his Packers are trying to get over what happened last week.
Matt was saying how just bizarre that game was when you only had 6 points given up in the first 57 minutes. How much of what happened after the onside kick it can be attributed to momentum? It was a massive momentum play. Does that play a factor?
Yeah, I think, you know, I respect that question. I think momentum plays a huge part in our game, right or wrong, whether you want to admit it. But I can't use that as an excuse. I mean, I'm so proud of the way those guys played in the game. I mean, we sat here all last week, and it was, how are we going to play defense without Micah, and how are we going to play defense without this guy and all these injuries and against a top five offense and, you know, a really good play caller for most of the game. I mean, they couldn't score a touchdown. I mean, it was inspiring. The third down defense was outstanding. I think they were, you know, they were one of 11 until I think the very end of the game. You know, I just was proud of how physical we were, how fast we were. And, you know, we really thought when we were able to bleed the clock and get them to kick that field goal, you know, just under that 2 minute warning or right at the 2 minute warning, it was, you know, we were right there, you know, and, you know, unfortunately what happened and we have to get back on the field and we have to get a stop. And we had a chance to, and we were right there, you know, right there. And we didn't get it done, so we got to finish. But, you know, the process has always been very important to me and to us. And I thought it was right. And I'm really, really proud of the way those guys stepped up and played. And I mean that. The loss hurts. It's tough. But as always, we learn from it. We move on. And if we can continue to do that you know, we're going to play really well in these last two games and going forward. So confident in the defense as I was, and just proud of those guys.
Real curious to see how LaFleur gets his Packers to bounce back after that collapse against the Bears in the final 2 minutes of regulation and overtime last week. But everything he said is right, and you're not going to like this. I don't mean you, Lawrence, but I think a lot of Bears fans are not going to like this. Green Bay scares me.
I'm right there with you.
I don't want to see the Packers again. I definitely don't want to see them in the wild card.
That's what I like. I don't want to see them as the first playoff game for the Bears. And the Bears have something to say about that. They can make that happen. Win your last two games, and let's see how this whole thing plays out. And I do wonder if the Packers were a little closer to really being able to help themselves, and technically they are, if they would push for Jordan Love to play. And instead of like, all right, look, you suffered a big hit and a concussion, take another week and let's hope that you're better.
Well, it's out of their hands. Remember, it's
concussion
the independent
protocol.
Yeah, it's the independent neurologist who has to clear Love. So clearly that hasn't happened. Now, Lamar Jackson is doubtful for the Ravens. The Bears could clinch the NFC North before even taking the field against the 49ers if the Ravens beat the Packers. I have such great respect for LaFleur, that coaching staff. I mean, keep in mind, again, people don't want to hear this because we tend to look at the Bears with blinders on and we ignore the rest of the league, but you cannot ignore Green Bay. It's one of the reasons that back in 2010, the last time the Bears made the NFC Championship game,
don't let them in.
They played their regulars when they didn't have to against Green Bay late in the regular season because they wanted to knock out the Packers. They couldn't do it. You gave Green Bay life. And Aaron Rodgers was the quarterback back then. I get it. Different than Jordan Love. But it's still the Packers. And I'm telling you, the only time the Bears have, you know, yes, both games were close this season. And yes, the Bears had a chance to beat the Pack in Green Bay earlier this year. And yes, they beat the Packers last weekend. But it took a miracle to do it. Think about it. It took a
couple of miracles inside of that game to do it.
And yes, Caleb made some phenomenal throws, and special teams was outstanding, being able to pounce. This whole Bears season has been defined by being able to pounce on opponent mistakes. And Green Bay made mistakes late. But I'm telling you, you had difficulty. You just heard from Matt LaFleur. They couldn't score a touchdown with the backup quarterback playing the majority of the time. And you knew all week the best defensive player on that team, a game wrecker, one of the most valuable non-quarterbacks there is in the league. They had no answer for that defense until they were able to pounce late.
Let's take a look at some of the other things that are going on in the NFC. For example, the Seahawks are taking on the Panthers. The Panthers don't actually need to win this game, but if they were to win this game, that would be great for them. The Seahawks are still fighting for the number one seed in the NFC. Here's what Mike McDonald had to say about Bryce Young.
What have you seen out of Bryce Young on tape, watching him and studying him a bit here?
Yeah, I think Bryce is playing at a really high level. It's been incredibly accurate. He gets through his reads really quickly, which is a pain in the neck. And then he's been making big-time plays in high-leverage situations. So teams have had him dead to rights on several occasions. He's been able to escape, and then there's also a lot of plays where he's in time and in rhythm, and he's throwing some daggers out there. So he's been impressive. I haven't watched him that much prior to this game, so been impressed.
You mentioned the high-leverage situations. He's, I think, tied for the league lead in fourth quarter comebacks.
Yeah.
Sam Darnold's up there as well. Like, to you, what makes a quarterback good in those high-leverage situations?
I don't really know. I mean, I don't know. I'd be making something up if I told you. I just think, like, you start acting differently based on the circumstances around you, that's dangerous. You know, you start, okay, now it's time to lock in, or okay, now let's shake it off. It's like, no, it's just, why don't we just be consistent on our approach all the time? I feel like that yields probably the best results.
I'd like to face Sam Darnold in a big game.
He might see ghost. It's a whole thing. Rams at Falcons. The Rams are fighting for the number one seed in the NFC. Here's what was said about the firing of special teams coordinator Chase Blackburn.
Can you take us through what went into the decision to move on from Chase Blackburn?
Yeah, you know, really,
you know, very grateful and appreciative of the, you know, contributions of Chase, and, you know, can't say enough good things about the human being, but it's as simple as it, you know, really boils down to. Just thought this was best for the direction of our special teams. There's been some things that we have to be better in some critical moments. And I do feel good about the leadership that, you know, will be had by Ben Kotwika, and we'll also bring in, you know, somebody else to be able to help him in the meantime. And it'll be all hands on deck. So simply put, it was just what we felt like was best for the collective. And that's, you know, sometimes the hard decisions that I'm tasked with, and always try to have the best intentions for our football team. And that was really as simple as it gets.
The Rams enter the fourth quarter of that game against the Seahawks looking like the number one seed in the NFC and arguably the best team in the NFL. And the mistakes that they met, spearheaded by what transpired on special teams, may have cost them an opportunity to be the number one. They may not get it back, and that might hurt your opportunity to get to a Super Bowl. That's why the move was made. When you have championship aspirations, you make moves like that.
You're listening to a Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric Football Friday, presented by your local Ford dealers in Pottawatomie Casino Hotel. That was us turning the page and looking at the NFC North and the NFC.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.